Good morning, Alan.
So, John, you've managed to come forward with a way to outwit bank card fraudsters that is achieving a little bit of national recognition. Can you tell me why, please?
Well, I suppose for two reasons. One, it's very topical at the moment. You know, bank frauds. There's so much scamming going on at the moment. But it also happens to be on my Saturday full-page column in the Irish Daily Mail. And right beside it was a prophetic headline with a picture of Jude Bellingham. And it said, he shoots, he scores, golden boy Bellingham shines at 21. And who's to know the following day he probably scored the goal of his life.
Yeah, he did indeed, yeah.
Tournament. Yeah, but no, the fraudsters are mounting. I mean, it's incredible, you know, the amount of transactions that have been scammed. And what I did was I wrote this four really simple rules, Alan, that, you know, you can arm yourself against hucksters heading your way. And the first one is online safety. So don't click on links in any emails you see from finance. I always you know, delete them immediately because you can see it straight away if you're not 100% sure that these are not legitimate. Go to your browser instead and type in the domain name of the institution, for example, AIB.ie or PayPal.com, and then log into your account. Remember, some of those emails you receive about your financial accounts are phishing emails. That's P-H-I-S-H, by the way, I-N-G, phishing emails. So they're looking to see, will you, you know, come back to them? Will you, you know, contact these little connections? So the second one then is to watch out for shoulder surfers and skimmers. And these are people, you know, when you're putting your PIN number in, you should be aware of people standing too close to you when you're using your credit or debit card in public. You know, many criminals use mobile phone videos and cameras when you should surfing, you know, to obtain your private information. So they can film you. They can go to the comfort of their car or wherever, and they can go through and see exactly what numbers you're kind of putting in. So never also allow a salesperson to take your credit card out of your sight. In fairness, most restaurants now, they would, when you say, I want to pay by card, they'll come with the actual machine to your table. And that's the way it should be. It's also advisable, by the way, to use ATM machines that are familiar to you, so it's easy to notice if the equipment has been tampered with. You know, your increased awareness may reveal a skimmer's attempt to steal PIN numbers and banking details at that site. Yeah. You know, so it's really, all this is really, really important.
The over-the-shoulder element of this, John, talk to me about that. Does that, I mean, I'm surprised that that we're mentioning this again, over-the-shoulder. Is that something that you need to be very aware of?
Yeah, because you're concentrating on the machine and on the numbers and getting your money out or whatever you're doing. You don't really notice the person behind you who's actually nearly breathing down your neck and wants to try and see what numbers you're and he could be using his phone or her phone as well. So you know, it's not confined, by the way, to males.
All right. The next point you have is shred before dumping.
Yeah, do not throw pre-approved credit offers in your bin without shredding them beforehand. You know, the process, they sit through bins to retrieve these, and they use offers to order credit cards in your name. and all they need is, by the way, a little small. I mean, I had a fraud thing started in America where they were looking to, you know, put a small amount, like $15 or something, and only for the fact that my bank was alert to it, they asked me, is this correct? Yes or N or Y or N or Y, and I put N, and my card was then stopped because obviously it got out to whoever in America, and they started using. So they use it small, and you wouldn't notice a small amount like $15. So you just say, oh yes, that's okay.
Okay.
You know, you don't think about it. But so you know. It's really important. Sensitive information like credit card receipts and phone bills should also be destroyed as well.
The next one is absolutely fascinating. You say never give out your PIN numbers online or on the phone. I mean, are you often asked for you're never asked for your PIN number?
Oh, gosh. Yes, you are.
Really?
Yeah, I've been asked for my PIN number. And, you know, when they think you're talking to AIB Bank, for instance, and they constantly, I mean, I'm online with AIB, both in company and in personal, and they're constantly putting out reminders, you know, don't give your PIN numbers out, you know, and beware of scammers and all those sorts of things. Because you can get an email from AIB Bank, which is not you know, it's not, you know, bona fide, and therefore you think it is bona fide, and then they say, give us your PIN number, and you put your PIN number down, and now they're gone.
Right, and you've come across people who've been fooled in this way.
Oh, it's getting to endemic, kind of proportions. I mean, it's not just, you know, the ATMs, but it's also all forms of different scammers, people who are ringing you on the phone and texting you and saying, hey, you know, do you want to go into this business? You could make a fortune. And you think you make a fortune, you made a few bob at the start, maybe, and suddenly they're putting you in. Bit by bit,
I actually do find the AIB to be extremely vigilant and very up to date on things, and constantly sending out reminders, official reminders, and they have to be complimented on this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in fairness to the banks, they're very, very aware. They've got a very good, you know, fraud department. And, you know, they don't want you to lose your money as much as they don't want to have to pay it out, you know, because, you know, if you've done everything right, and, you know, they're going to have to fork out. At the end of the day, they'll fork out. So it's in their interest as well to make sure that you're not adhering to some of these scams, and being very careful about ATMs in particular.
OK, so there are your 4 points. Online safety, watch out for shoulder surfers and skimmers, shred before dumping, and never give out your PIN numbers online. They're the main points, John. Anything else you'd like to add in relation to this?
Well, as I said, just be really careful about not just ATMs, but about any kind of money information that you want to give to another person. Unless you know them personally, or unless they're in your bank, or you've been dealing with them, they're the only kind of people that you should be communicating any kind of financial information to.